As you've likely heard by now, WYPR's Travel Club is making another trip to Cuba in January for the annual Havana Jazz Festival. As it so happens, WYPR's Tom Flynn visited Cuba on his own last summer for an immersion course in Spanish language and music. He discovered the roots of the Cuban music that we know today.
Santiago, Cuba, Oriente Province, is 5 hours by plane from BWI and a direct connection from Miami, but centuries away in time. Horse carts clop around town, and roosters rule the rooftops on every block of the old city. There's also music in the streets. It's late July, and the neighborhoods are getting ready for Carnival. Santiago, the capital of this Spanish colony from 1522, was not only the site of the Battle of San Juan Hill in 1898, it was the birthplace of the Cuban Revolution in 1953. And now the final parade of the traditional summer carnival is July 26th, the date Fidel Castro attacked the Moncada barracks, marking the start of the revolution. More important for this story, Santiago is the birthplace of much of the Latin music we hear today, says Antonio Rodon, a singer who performs often at Patio de Bolero, a club in downtown Santiago.
Almost all the rhythms of Cuban music started here, La Trova, Son, and Bolero, because Son is the father of other rhythms, the cha-cha-cha, the mambo, the chengue, the suka-suka. All the rhythms are derived from here.
The traditions go back several centuries, when Santiago was a crossroads of French, English, Spanish, and, as a center of the slave trade, African cultures. It starts with what they call here La Trova, a style of ballad singing. The Trova tradition created the unique style of Cuban son. Mario Zamora, guitarist from Guantanamo, the city near the U.S. Navy base, describes the basic feature of this music.
El son viene acompañado musicalmente.
The son comes accompanied musically by the syncopa.
Trova gave birth to bolero, a romantic ballad style different from the Spanish style that Ravel made famous. There's a restaurant in Santiago that features live bolero shows every day.
Cuando tú me quieras, morirán las penas de este pobre amor.
That was Rodon with guitarist Jardines Cisneros. There's also changui, the style that comes from Guantanamo. Zamora calls changui the abuelito, or granddaddy, of son. The most recent evolution of son added more instruments. It was this form of son that evolved into what we know today as salsa. All these styles are not just alive here, they're still growing. Here's the head of Santiago's Museum of Music, Señora Euneisis González, talking about why these traditions are so important.
O sea, la música cubana es como decir la comida. Y entonces,
Cuban music is like food. Therefore, when the Cuban identifies so much with his music, he begins to do the work of conserving the music. It forms a part of his identity, forms a part of being a Cuban.
Yet, with so many good musicians and venues in Santiago, attendance is sparse. Music feeds the Cuban soul, but the government has to feed the Cuban body. And one way it does that is in its support of the traditional music industry. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.